We are live. Live we are.
Live you are.
You are not live?
No, I'm a bot.
Are you sure?
No, I'm programmed to be a bot.
Are you programmed to believe you are not a bot?
No.
Bot why?
Ha ha, I see what you did there.
Okay. I guess it's podcast time. Unless Yay! You are, unless you are a pleasure bot. Was that a human chuckle or an artificial chuckle?
It was an artificial chuckle.
Shall I start the podcast?
Let's do this thing.
Okay. This is episode 78 of the Android Buffet Podcast. In 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Once again to another episode of the Android Buffet Podcast, starring myself and my intrepid co-host, Jerry Bot.
I'm grumpy today.
Well, where is your grumpy control? Can I turn it off?
There is no grumpy control. I'm being energy starved.
And what sort of energy do you need, Jerry Bot?
Oh, well, okay. As anyone who has actually met me knows, I'm not a small guy. And, I don't actually remember why, but like the Chris or New Year's Eve, I decided enough was enough. So I started a diet. I decided I'm going to shed this extra weight that I'm carrying around, and so I attribute my grumpiness to that.
I'm sorry to hear that. Please don't be grumpy, or be grumpy in an endearing manner that encourages our listeners to be enthralled.
To keep myself accountable, unless anybody absolutely just doesn't want to hear it, I figure I will share with our listeners my progress on a weekly basis. How does that sound?
Is cool? This a total number, or are you talking about net?
Current.
Okay, so you want to give us the number, not the distance from that number that you've progressed since you started.
I was going to say how much I weigh.
Okay, if you want to share this information, Jerry.
Well, you know, I'm kind of an open book, so.
Okay.
when I made my decision.
Well, actually, why don't we make this more sporting? Why don't we ask the chat room to guess your weight?
Okay.
Okay, chat room, let's give it a few moments. How much does Jerry weigh? The person who's closest to the correct answer?
Here's a hint, I'm 5'11".
Okay. Oh, you're shorter than me. Okay. But while we're waiting, I do have some news.
News.
Yes. No, not news. Right. News. We'll get to that momentarily. I've decided to see exactly how the Google Plus banning works. Mm-hmm. I discovered that I cannot transfer the Android Buffet page to you, Jerry, because my account is suspended.
I'm now managing it.
Oh, did you finally sign up for that?
I did. And yeah. I even put up a post saying, basically, hey, we're streaming.
Yes, but
minutes ago.
I discovered that you would not get the invitation until I had the account reactivated. Oh. So I was forced to adopt a pseudonym that Google found more acceptable.
I wondered who that was.
Yes. So I've decided that from now on, even though I am thinking of closing the account once I transfer ownership to Jerry, that for the sake of Google, I shall now be referred to by an alternate pseudonym that they find more acceptable.
Which is?
George Garreau.
And how did you come to such a name?
Well, Guru seemed to lead into Guru.
And George? Is that your middle name?
No.
Is it your first name?
No.
Is it your last name?
No.
Is it your goldfish's middle name?
No.
Okay.
Haven't you ever heard, I will call him George and I will love him and pet him?
Mm-hmm. I have.
Okay.
Mice and Men, right?
Wasn't that Looney Tunes?
Oh, jeez. Okay, carrying on.
Okay. So Google Plus doesn't care if it is a real person. It just cares if it sounds like it's a real person, which I think is an inherent flaw in the system.
Yeah. I guess some people could have really weird names, like Moon Unit.
Yeah, but they'd ban those people. You have to have a real seeming name, not an actual real name.
I'm sure that if their name was actually Moon Unit, they could, you know, provide some sort of documentation saying, hey, that's my real name. I know it sucks, but I guess you don't have to worry about your name being taken on Twitter. That'd be kind of cool.
I'm sure there's a George Garreau on Twitter. There actually are people by that name.
Right, but is there a Moon Unit on Twitter?
Would you like to be Moon Unit on Twitter, Jerry?
No.
Okay. But if you're interested, tell me, should I close the George Garreau Google Plus account or keep it open? Should I keep it open and change the tagline to, this is not my real name, and see how long it takes to be banned again?
I think you should add a tagline saying, I'm actually, my real name is Wisdom Gadget Wisdom Guru. And that way people could find you as, you know, Guru, like you want to be called.
Okay.
And then, you know, if they, you know, you have some plausible deniability.
Well, I just want to transfer the page to you.
I think, well, I'm a manager now.
I'll change you. You'll be an owner soon.
I'm not sure what that means.
It means I cede the page over to you and I withdraw.
Okay, and you're going to give me, like, instructions on how to manage this because
I have no idea. You, page. You post some stuff. You sound interesting. You follow people who follow you.
I do?
No, I'm saying these are the things that the owner does. Oh, and I want to say hi to our last week's guest, the door-to-door geek who appears to have joined us.
Yay!
Yes.
Hi, Steve.
Yes, I'm not sure if he is now circling George Garreau on Google+. That's G-A-R-E-A-U, Garreau. Anyway, maybe I should come up with a backstory for my pseudonym.
I think you should.
Okay. I will think about what an appropriate backstory is for a pseudonym I created solely for the purpose of proving that Google's policy makes absolutely no sense to me. Anyway, that said, Jerry, I believe we've gotten two guesses. People think that you weigh either 207 or 278 pounds.
And they're both low.
Okay.
I started last year, or I ended last year at 311 pounds. When I woke up this morning, I weighed in at 298.
Okay. Now, let's see here. Where is it? 1 second.
Hopefully next week, the number will be smaller.
I hope so. If not, there may be panic.
You one crazy guy.
Okay. In other information, just because we can, I want to give a special anniversary shout out to Pat Archibald. 2 years ago yesterday. 2 years ago yesterday, Pat received his Nexus One. So we want to wish him a happy Nexiversary.
Wow, dude. It's amazing how far Android has progressed as far as, usability in such a short time, right?
Yes, but he's very happy with his Nexus One.
I'm sure he is.
It has lasting power.
I can understand that. So does my Evo. Still a rocking smartphone if ever there was one.
Yes, I've been hearing a lot of interesting news about Sprint lately.
For example?
Let's see. Apparently, Sprint was responsible for getting an app removed from the market, which caused a whole bit of interesting FTC conversations, which will probably go nowhere. Shall we skip ahead to that story? I have it here.
So yeah, let's. I'm unfamiliar with this.
Clockwork Tever has been removed from the Android market at the request of Sprint. The developer, Koosh, has filed an FCC and an FTC complaint.
Cool.
Meanwhile, Koosh, as a result, is thinking of creating a root-only app store. Apparently, they approached Amazon in regards to this, but Amazon said they were not interested at this time.
Hmm.
So Cyanogen might have its own branded app store that would exist concurrently with other app stores for the purpose of apps that are banned from other stores.
Cool.
For no malicious reason. And moving along, Jerry, since I know you care so much about the weather, it's snowing here in New York. Snow is this white stuff that falls from the sky. Unlike in Florida, where it sits on the ground and you call it sand. Yeah.
We are, yeah, it's kind of cold here right now, too. I think we're sitting at, like, right under 60.
I feel so sorry for you, Jerry. And I'll be coming to Florida soon to enjoy your warmth. So please make sure that it's warm when I get there.
I'll see what we can do.
Yes.
I know my wife just got on a plane today to go up to New Jersey.
Really? I didn't think that anybody in your family would enter the Northeast.
No, it's pretty much just me. You know, my family, they like snow, and it's not my fault. I guess it is my fault. I'm married into a bunch of crazy people.
Well, as I said, I'll be coming down. You are welcome to come and see me. It's only a few hours' drive. If you have nothing better to do, you are welcome to stop by South Florida, where I will be on the 25th for a long weekend in honor of Christmas. What?
This is January, right?
Yes.
And December 25th is Christmas,
right? Oh, no, this is December 24th that I'm taking the day off in honor of.
That's like 11 months from now.
No, last December 24th.
Right.
It's a belated celebration.
Oh, okay. I thought it was maybe, you know, you do like where your New Year's is different and stuff.
No, this isn't a religious thing. This is an employment thing. My employer has a policy that if the holiday falls on your day off and Saturday happens to be my day off, then you get to take a day in lieu within 30
days. A day in lieu.
In lieu of the day that you...
Is Lou aware of this?
L-I-E-U.
Oh, not L-O-U.
No, not Lou. Essentially, you get to take a additional day within 30.
Ah.
I got an extra day extension.
Cool.
Well, I wanted a three-day weekend, and have the 25th is the middle of the week this month. So they were nice enough to accommodate me so I could have a nice three-day weekend in the warmth of Florida, so please make sure that it is sunny and warm.
Okie dokie. And I'm even swing down there.
Yeah, well, I'm flying two different airlines. In one direction, I'm flying an airline with televisions, but no internet. And in the other direction, I'm flying an airline with internet, but no televisions. Personally, I prefer the internet.
Right.
I can do without a television. I don't watch television at home. At least not live.
I'm there with you.
Besides, after what happened a few years ago on that JetBlue flight to Florida, I don't think they want me watching television anymore.
Why?
It is not my fault National Geographic was showing that special. It was very fascinating.
I'm not even sure I want to know.
The downing of Air Florida Flight 90, which the anniversary was just this weekend, as well as the anniversary of the Miracle on the Hudson, which was 3 years ago yesterday.
But, I'm falling asleep now. I think we should get back to Android news.
Yeah, well, I think the latter was much more inspiring than the original one where most people passed away. Anyway, that was the tragedy. That was the tragedy on the Potomac as opposed to the Miracle on the Hudson. But let's talk about Android.
All right.
That's why we're here. Let's see. A Google engineer has taken to Google Plus to dispel the myth that wiping battery stats changes the battery life displayed to you. They insist that it's solely used to compute the blame for battery usage shown in the battery use user interface and settings. And has absolutely,
what does that mean?
It has nothing to do with the displayed battery charge at the in the upper right-hand corner of your screen. Mm-hmm. So people tend to wipe the battery stats in order to try to fool the system into recalibrating the battery life. But apparently it has no effect on that gauge. So stop wiping the battery stats.
Okay.
Okay, moving along. Global broadband subscribers has inched up to 600 million. 152 million of them are in China. Only 90 million of them are in the United States.
Well,
We're number two.
Which is kind of sad considering how many people are there in... Well,
this
I
also
don't know. I guess that's not bad.
Well, this also there's broadband users.
300 million people in the United States?
I don't know. I should look that up. You're probably
so,
about right.
So, you know, you figure you divide that in half to get the number of households. So you're at 150 million households. And when they say broadband subscribers, I'm sure my house counts as a single broadband subscriber, even though there are five people living here.
Okay. I'm sure that my house counts as a single broadband subscriber. Actually, wait. I'm the only one here. Anybody else here? No.
If somebody answers,
I'm so lonely.
That'd be funny.
I just realized I'm lonely. All I have is my Tux doll.
Maybe that's part of the problem.
Okay. I work a lot.
That could also be part of the problem.
Well, you know, pros and cons.
Yep.
Anyway, I think it's interesting. In other news, the Manetto Near-Field Communication Micro SD will enable any Android phone to use the technology for only $30, plus a $5 a month fee.
Oh, and you were so close to being successful.
I don't know. For $30, I'd buy a Near-Field Communication tag.
I would, too.
Just for the novelty of playing with it, but I can't justify a $5 a month fee for using it.
Bada-bing, right there with you, man.
Yes.
But I would certainly spring $30 for an FC card.
Well, what if we buy it and hack it? Do you remember the Q-Cat?
No.
The Slug?
No.
These were devices that were not successful by themselves, but were successful for third-party hacking. So the Q-Cat was a barcode scanner that they used to distribute very cheap that people were supposed to use to scan random barcodes in their newspapers and magazines.
Mm-hmm.
It had a large aftermarket use. People would hack it and use it as a generic barcode scanner for, you know, for inventory.
Right.
The NSLU-2, which was manufactured by Linksys, also known as the Slug, was a very small device that was designed to network attach USB drives that people hacked to do all sorts of things. I have one sitting around here somewhere.
Cool.
So people have come up with very creative uses for devices where they have actually been more popular for the hacking community.
That's kind of the way it works, right?
Yeah, so why wouldn't...
why the most successful sites are new sites. Well, I guess it's kind of half and half, right? Are those that allow a third party to develop new things on top of what you've created, a la Twitter and Facebook?
Well, will the near field
API?
Will the near field communication thing allow that? Because they're trying to do secure payments, and if they let the thing be too easily hacked, then it might defeat that purpose. But near field communication can be used for a whole bunch of interesting things, like opening your door. Which reminds me of one other thing. I was watching the CES coverage. Who wants to control their garage door opener from anywhere in the world?
You never know. You know, you get on a flight to Hong Kong, and you get there and you realize, I left my garage door open.
Okay, peace of mind, I can certainly understand. I'm just saying, who would want to open their garage door from somewhere else?
It would be a way to let somebody in to feed your cat.
Okay, I will accept that, but you know, so would a key.
Right, but or with a temporary opening password. The garage door, you, well, no, because once they get in your house, they could just unlock the front door and come and go as they please.
Well, you see what I mean.
Yep.
I'm just reminded, there was an episode of The Big Bang Theory that touched on this a little more than it should have, where the characters turn their home automation lights on the internet so that somebody in another country can turn their lights on and off.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll agree with what the door-to-door geek said, just for the geek cred. Oh, that might have been the Q-Cat. But either way.
No, I don't think a Q-Cat gets you geek cred.
Barcode obsessions do. Maybe he was talking about the garage door opener. But basically, you know, you do things like that. You open your garage door from the other side of the world. You turn your lights on from another country.
Mm-hmm.
Just so you can say, I just did this cool, utterly pointless thing. That has, you know, maybe it has an edge case use, but considering the amount of money it takes to get home automation equipment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, especially, you know, it's a $300 or $400 garage door assembly just for the privilege of saying I turned my lights on from the other side of the country. Or for the peace of mind of knowing that your garage door is being monitored. I could do that with a relay just to see when it was closed and, you know, a few Arduino components. Anyway, that said, the other issue I was thinking of that just brought up is Wi-Fi controlled thermostats, which actually do have a use if you want to turn your thermostat up and down.
Yes.
But a programmable thermostat costs $30 and will do the same thing at the right time.
It depends. The thermostats can get pretty complicated.
I agree. I'm on a thermostat kick right now.
Yeah.
So expect an upcoming companion to my previous story on the wonders of toilet technology, which I'm sure, Jerry, you read. Does anybody I know read my stuff? Maybe I have to write more interesting stuff. I'll have you know that I sold a lot of Amazon affiliate dual flush converters after I wrote that.
Mm-hmm.
I got 4% for every dual flush converter I sold. Gotta love Amazon associates. Anyway, if you actually look at the story, you will see a picture of my toilet, both before and after I installed a dual flush converter.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and then, of course, we can discuss the merits of concentric ring floats versus the traditional ball cock. Anyway, so I'll have to comment on my recent research into thermostats.
Yeah.
Maybe you should take Able 101's suggestion.
Yes. That's all I have to say is yes.
Okay. You can say yes. Let's see. What else do we have here? Oh, yes. Verizon 4G.
I did.
Yeah. Verizon 4G LTE devices will be updated to allow GSM roaming. Meanwhile, Verizon has made 4G a requirement of all future smartphones. So
wise.
So all phones must have LTE, and future LTE devices will be updated so that the LTE slot can except a GSM SIM card, making them global phones as well, if you sacrifice the 4G.
I wonder if that means the Verizon selection will get slimmer.
It might. I don't think you're going to need a dual GSM LTE phone, at least in this scenario. But if Verizon transitions from CDMA to LTE, which they've talked about doing, then what you'll end up having is you'll have a device that is LTE and that could also do GSM if you pop out the LTE and put in a GSM SIM. And that sounds like an interesting idea, which is why I mentioned it.
Ah.
Oh, and by the way, Dor also mentioned that he did read my toilet technology post.
He's a good guy.
Yeah. Well, I'll have to write more on that. Yeah, well, you know how it is. You know, you have to keep blogging or your blog will end up in the toilet.
Yuck.
Okay. Took a while, didn't it? To get to that. Microsoft has gotten another Android maker to pay up. LG will now be paying royalties to Microsoft, which means Microsoft is now paid royalties on 70% of U.S. Android smartphones, which is just depressing. Instead of creating their own technology, they're going out and extorting other people's technologies.
The way patents work, baby.
Still don't like it. Create your own product that people like. Don't start making money by threatening other people with patents that you may or may not have created that are, unfortunately... Why is it people always call me during podcasts? Especially when they know I do a podcast at this time.
They know you're home?
I'm recording a podcast. How could they not know I'm home? I'm not answering it. Because if my mother actually listened to this podcast, then she'd know I was recording right now. Anyway, I'll vent my ire after the show at her for not remembering to record a podcast. Ire. Excuse me, how supportive is it of your family if they don't know when you record your podcast? Come on.
I don't even know if my family knows that I do record a podcast.
Just for that, my mother's not getting an Android buffet keychain. Yeah. Oh, there goes her birthday present. Anyway.
You're just an evil person.
I only have one Android buffet keychain. I really should have made more. Besides, I've owed you postcards for how many months? As long as you've... less time than you've owed me a copy of my soundboard, but not by much. Speaking of products, Cyanogen Mod hits 1 million users. He's calling my cell phone.
Are you one of those users? I'm one of those users.
On some devices, yes, but not on the Droid 3. I'm still stuck with that. The Droid 2 does have a Cyanogen Mod alternative, but I hear GSM support is non-existent. Not that I plan on leaving the country with the Droid 2 anytime soon, but I like full support. And the Nook Color is probably still running Cyanogen Mod. Where is the Nook Color? Must be here somewhere. Anyway, but I am a big fan of it, and I'm still waiting for CM9. Although I did just hear, speaking of CM9, which is Ice Cream Sandwich, apparently very soon the Transformer will be getting Ice Cream Sandwich. Apparently it is waiting for Google's approval. I just heard that today. So wish me luck. I'm
sorry, say that again. What is waiting Google's approval?
The update for the Transformer to get ICS.
The Transformer or the Transformer Prime?
The Transformer. The Prime already has it.
Hmm.
They said so on their Facebook page.
I really want a Prime. Or, no, did you see what the next version of the Transformer Prime that they announced at CES?
Oh, you want that?
Oh.
Jerry?
Uh-huh.
If you have a Transformer and I have a Transformer, then we will once again be on equal footing in the tablet game.
It's the thing that I want that really I like about the new one is its resolution. 1920 by 1200 is kind of like the minimum resolution for me.
Yeah, but on a tablet, I'm not sure if it makes as much of a difference on the 10-inch screen. But yes, I would appreciate it, but I like the price I paid for mine.
I completely understand.
Getting into some more home automation news, Motorola is releasing home automation hardware with an interface through Android or iOS and will partner with service providers to offer the boxes instead of direct sales. So you'd be able to go to, who's your service provider again, Jerry?
Sprint.
I meant your cable provider, the home.
Comcast.
You'd be able to go to Comcast and rent a home automation device.
Yeah, because they're the first people I think of when I want to go to buy home automation stuff.
Well, you know, they're the first people I want to be able to turn my lights on and off and open my garage door.
Right.
Yeah, because I really want Comcast being able to do that. Well, then they could get into the house when they wanted to provide service and I wouldn't have to wait at home. They can open their garage door personally. See, we found a use for that product. Anyway, speaking of Motorola, they were also at CES showing off the Television product, which will integrate into set-top boxes and as a standalone device allow users to stream live TV directly from their cable provider within their house to their internet-connected tablets and smartphones over their local Wi-Fi network. I think that's an interesting idea. And I mention it because it directly relates to what you could do with your mobile device.
Yep.
And I believe we also already mentioned the Clockworth Tether issue. So let's talk about some app stuff.
Apps.
Yes. Go apps. Aldeco was named the best e-reader for Android by Lifehacker. We spent a lot of time in the past talking about them.
Yep. Can't argue with that. Aldeco is, unless you need to be able to read from a specific provider, like, say, Amazon, it's hard to beat Aldeco.
Yes, I actually want to look at the competitors. Just to be fair, I haven't looked at some of them. I mentioned a few that I hadn't tried. Let's see. Samsung announced a smartphone app that allows you to monitor a paired washer and dryer. And this I could actually see more than the garage door. Because I could see myself wanting to know when my washer and dryer is about to start or finish.
Mm-hmm.
You know, especially let's say that I want it to start before I come home and be ready for me to put into the dryer when I arrive. So I could see some possibilities here. The F-Droid repository app has been updated.
Gotta love that.
Yep, if you want.
What is that?
We've mentioned it before.
It is
the free and open source Android repository. It's the app for installing things from that repository. So anything in there is an open source Android app.
Oh, okay. Now, yes, gotcha. Now I'm tracking.
Okay. Google Search was updated, featuring an updated user interface, search results grouped by type, better location-based searches, and the ability to remove searches in your history by long pressing the offending item. So if you don't want anybody to know that you searched for snow, you can remove that from your search history.
Yay.
Or if you don't want anybody to know you searched for the nearest fast food place to break your diet, you can remove that as well.
Okay.
Okay. Let's see. The Nuance Dragon Go voice control app for Android was released. Now, you've heard of Nuance.
I have. They bought Dragon Naturally Speaking, right?
Yes. And they own a bunch of other things. But Nuance is one of the premier companies in voice recognition. They were involved in the whole Siri thing. They weren't the only ones involved, but they provided some of that technology. So I have to put this app through its paces, just like in the past I put Lingo through its paces.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Lingo. I'm sorry, I'm waiting for Lingo to respond. TuneIn Radio is now part of the Ford AppLink system. As much as I don't like Microsoft products, I wish my car had something like AppLink.
Me too. I've got the Ford Sync system, but it was like the first generation, so it doesn't do AppLink.
Well, I think it's interesting that Microsoft is doing the Sync system. Not that I necessarily have anything inherently against Microsoft, it just seems like an odd pairing. Because they're not, essentially a lot of those AppLink apps won't work with Windows Mobile. But yet Microsoft happens to be the company that's responsible for the Sync part of it. Anyway, Google Body has been discontinued. It is now Zygote Body.
Yeah, because that's a lot easier to say.
Well, that was the company that provided some of the data. But the sad thing is that Google Body was a very nice presentation app for the tablet. And the tablets need more, you know, showy apps to convince people that they should buy tablets.
Mm-hmm.
And Google should be really encouraging people by creating applications that work well with tablets. Disappointing. But what I'm going to do is open up my copy of Body and look at some things. You know, familiarize myself with my kidneys. Anyway.
Yeah, because, I mean, why not, right?
In 3D. Anyway, the official Vimeo app was released. Oh, I just noticed what Able 101 said. The one that dies with the most toys wins. Good quote. Jerry, I think you're going to win.
No, that would be if the one with the most monitors.
Monitors or toys?
Right, but all of my monitors, except for one, is plugged into the same computer.
Okay. I will accept that as a theory. The Astro File Manager launched its cloud storage public beta. Cloud. I figure if I say cloud a few times, people will get enthusiastic, because people seem to be getting enthusiastic about anything to involve the cloud.
Nope, not me.
Yes. Cloud, Jerry.
Cloud? Oh my gosh, cloud! Yay!
Yes. In other news, Google Maps gets power and location improvements and an upcoming map game. Verizon is partnering to bring the previously iPad-only newspaper, The Daily, to Android tablets. Raise your hand if you want to read something that Rupert Murdoch thought you wanted to read. Are you raising your hand, Jer?
No, I'm not a big Rupert Murdoch fan.
Neither am I. He doesn't seem to understand things. And Jerry, I'm going to cede the show over to you now. I was afraid that you might not prepare your promised developer's corner.
Oh my gosh, did I pro- Ah!
so I prepared one for you, just in case.
Please, go right ahead. I'm such a loser.
Well, Google introduced Android design guidelines for Ice Cream Sandwich and an Android design site.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to sit back and let you discuss that and tell people all about it.
I don't know anything about it.
Okay, the truth comes out. Jerry has not prepared for the show.
I have not prepared. You know, listen, guys, here's the truth. If you think the show is awesome, it's all Guru's fault. He puts tons of effort into preparing the show. I just show up.
Yeah, he has the easy part.
I do. Okay, so
I'd like a show where I have the easy part and somebody else does the hard part.
Right.
Anybody want to do a bunch of thankless work? Now, I'll record the show, but anybody want to do all the research and just show up and talk about what they learned, and I'll be the one for which everything sounds interesting and impressive? But I will just talk about the Android design site. I'm just pulling up
this. It is a cool site. It's kind of like, if you've ever read the book Don't Make Me Think, it's largely a lot like that. If you need to display this type of information, this is the type of control that you should use.
Yes.
And it talks about the standard gestures. You know, this is what a long press is. This is what a double tap is. You know, stuff like that.
Oh, they're offering invitations to Google Plus Hangouts on the topics you, the developer, care about most.
Wow. And
a series of posts about design. And more in-depth content on the new Android design site.
And an easy link to the SDK documentation.
So Google is finally making an attempt to help developers design aesthetically pleasing apps that work in a consistent manner. That doesn't mean they'll all do it, but they're trying to help.
I think the part that so far what we've discussed is pretty boring stuff, right? This is when you want to use tabs. However, there is a section on there called patterns, and that is extremely cool. Especially, yeah, check it out. The patterns, you know, we've discussed before that smartphones is kind of a new space for interface design. So everybody's coming up with their own tricks and stuff. And this seems like a first pass at trying to solidify some of those different patterns and UI idioms, which I think is just friggin' awesome.
Okay.
How much of that did you get? Because you cut out on me.
No, I understood all of it. I heard every single word.
Okay.
I cut out occasionally because of the noise gate. If I move too far away from the microphone, it cuts me off as background noise.
Oh,
but it saves a lot
to me.
Of
it sounds like Skype just lost it.
What, like this? If I fast away from the microphone, then I talk like that.
Actually, your noise gate's working pretty well because it's not. If you be quiet,
yeah.
Like you back away and be quiet, then it's completely silent. It's like I'm getting nothing from Skype. However, it is also not clipping your words, which is kind of impressive.
Well, that's why I'm very pleased with my noise gate. For those of you who are interested, my noise gate is a Behringer Shark FBQ100 feedback destroyer. It destroys feedback.
That's funny.
I haven't had any feedback, but should I ever have feedback, it would destroy it.
That would be good.
With much prejudice. But have you had any interesting Android realizations this week, Jerry?
You know, I do have a an interesting Android anecdote.
I love anecdotes.
So, you know, my wife uses Metro PCS because, well, she talks a lot. And her phone was getting a little long in the tooth. So she went to Metro PCS and got a new phone. And guess what? It's an Android phone.
Which one?
I don't know. It's a Samsung cheapie.
I happen to like Samsung. They make decent products.
You know, it's really, I was expecting a really slow phone. And it's a low resolution phone. It's 420. Or 480 by 320. So, you know, it's a low resolution phone, but it's amazingly responsive. And she just absolutely loves it. So, I'm quite happy about that.
I am pleased on your behalf.
That's all.
Okay. Beyond that, let's see if there's anything else to discuss. Let's see. I have some things on my agenda that I'm looking for. I want to test some photo uploading apps. I want to try some of the ones that sync your camera pictures automatically to your Dropbox. There are a few alternatives, and I want to see how they work for me. So I'm going to be buying a copy of Drop Sync. Or is it Cam Sync? I always forget. Something with Sync, Drop, and Cam in there.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Well, earlier in the show, Door to Door Geek mentioned the iFi when we were talking about the NFC chip.
I have one of those.
I did too, and mine doesn't work.
Mine hasn't worked.
It doesn't like any of the cameras that I've put it in.
I haven't been able to get mine to work either. I may have to give it to my father. He has a Panasonic Lumix that's a bit more mainstream than my Fuji.
But I did hear that at CES, Samsung announced a camera that has Wi-Fi built into it. I'm excited about that.
I think that's a good idea.
It's amazing it took this long, right?
Well, especially since Wi-Fi chips are low power and reasonably inexpensive to include. Oh, and apparently you brought up a painful topic.
No, Door to Door Geek brought up a painful topic to me.
Yes.
Eh.
I'm sorry.
You know, one of the parts of, or one of the aspects of buying bleeding edge stuff is that sometimes the stuff just doesn't work.
But the iFi is not really bleeding edge. It's been around for a few years.
Well, when I bought it, it was pretty bleeding edge.
Well, I bought it recently for my trip to Italy. It wasn't working properly, so I didn't take it along.
Yeah, it's real picky on the power requirements.
Well, I may fiddle with it again.
There's a list of supported cameras on there. Just make sure that it's on that list.
Good advice. And I once again want to thank the developer of Reader HD, which is a tablet Google Reader app, for implementing my feature request.
He did not.
Did?
Did not.
Did.
Did not.
Did.
What did he do?
Have you ever used a Google Reader app, Jerry?
No.
One of the things that Google Reader has is you can star entries.
Yes.
I never star entries.
Why not?
I send in anything that I find interesting, I send to read it later. So I wanted to be able to replace the star button with a customizable button, in this case a share button, so that I can share it to the read it later. So they did implement the feature where they would change the star button into your choice of other potential buttons. Including you could change it to a mobilizer button that would, instead of showing you the RSS feed, would show you the site.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what other options are here. I have my tablet sitting here. So let's go into the settings. Let's see, display feed icon. Here we are, appearance, render. Here we are, customize actions. So what you can do is you can star, you can do it share, you can make it the share to button. You can make it a view original button. You can make it a mark as read button. You can totally eliminate it.
That's awful nice of them.
Well, I think it's a feature that people other than me appreciate. Because now what you can do is if you never use that star button, you can use that space for another button, or you could disable all buttons entirely.
Cool.
So I want to thank the people, despite the fact I did not give them much money, only what they asked for. I want
Shame
to thank,
on you.
They didn't ask for any more. I want to thank them for implementing my feature. And Dora's right, it is Drop Sync, but the free version is limited. It will not allow you to automatically sync. It will only allow you to manually sync, if I recall correctly.
For shame, for shame.
I can afford the $3. You know, I take it for this show. I buy apps so that you do not have to buy apps. The app name of the Dropbox app, or are you talking about the app name of the Reader app that I was thrilled with? See, this is us communicating with the chat room.
Yeah, there's a slight delay. There could be less of a delay if you would just type in your question to him, but...
I suppose. You
know, just saying.
But we do love having a chat room.
We do. It's awesome.
The star button one, the app is Reader HD. There is a free version, and there is a paid version. I paid them. I don't know if the change has hit the market yet, because they sent me a beta version to test, to ask whether or not the feature was implemented the way that they wanted to. So I'd have to check and see whether or not it hit the market. But that feature is coming in the event that they release the beta that they sent me, which has been rock stable, by the way. So these people, if you tell them you want a feature, they'll put it in.
And you gotta love that.
I do love that. And it is a tablet reader, so it is designed specifically for tablets. According to this, they updated on the 23rd, version 2.1.5. I believe the version I have is 2.2 beta. So this version may not be out yet.
Hmm.
But it was nice of them. If you have any other suggestions, those guys will implement them. It took a couple weeks, but they did it. Dor, you can't possibly be abusing Read It Later more than I do. Over the weekend, I decided to clean out my Read It Later. I went from 2,600 entries down to 1,200, and I'm still nowhere near zero.
Wow.
So if you have more than 1,200 or more than 2,600, I'll be impressed. And while we're waiting for the answer, let's just go over some contact information before I forget. If you're interested in circling me on Google Plus before I possibly close the account, what you want to do is search for George Garreau for no reason.
You're going to have to spell that.
That's George, G-E-O-R-G-E. And you can follow me in other places like Gadget Wisdom on Twitter. There's also a Gadget Wisdom Facebook page where no one wants to be my friend. Well, actually, I think there are two people who wanted to be my friend, but none of you want to be my friend. Please like me. I don't know why, but I'm told this is very important for your social media power. I read all these articles saying you needed a Facebook page, and now I have one and no one wants to use it.
Yeah.
Well, just for the purpose of people who live in Facebook, I have to distribute my content with Facebook. In other news, let me think, what else? Oh, yes. Jerry can be reached at jerry.jones@gmail.com and at jerry_jones on Twitter.
Yepers.
Whenever he's on Twitter. He's also on Google Plus at Jerry Jones. And you could find
I am now the new manager of the Android Plus page. Android, no. I'm
Buffet Plus page.
Yeah, the Android Buffet.
Well, I'm going to make you the owner. It will be totally under your control.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know if I'm ready for such responsibility.
I trust you. I have faith in you.
Okay.
Anyway, if you mess up, George Garreau will take over again.
I don't know if he can do that. Not if I'm the owner.
You'll be.
If I'm the owner, I have control.
Okay, you have control. You have control of the Plus page. I'll have control of everything else.
Good.
Yes. I hope you've appreciated the redesign of the Android Buffet website.
I do. Very pretty.
Yeah, I've been doing a redesign of a lot of the Wenica sites over the last few days. We're going with a single bar instead of a double bar.
Good.
Double bars are dead.
The double bar is dead.
Yes, single bars are in. I don't know why, but everybody seems to appreciate that.
I don't even understand what you're talking about.
We had a bar on each side, so there was a right side bar and a left side bar. Now there's only a right side
column. Bar. Okay.
Bar, column.
Well, I was looking at the navigation bar thinking that was never doubled.
No, it was the sidebars.
Okay.
Yes, I did the same thing on Gadget Wisdom. So we're now a single bar organization.
Look at that. We're a single bar.
We also put out a call for guests. So if you're interested in being a guest on this program, we are accepting solicitation.
Solicitation.
Yes. We can be bribed. Yes, just don't bribe Jerry with food. He's trying to diet.
I am.
Okay, and there will be more improvements to the site as I have time to implement them. I was working on some of the other sites. For example, there is a new feature on Flight Wisdom. There's now an index. I field test features on different sites and move them around.
An index, you say?
Yes, with all of the tags that have ever been used on the site. So if you want to look up how many times we've referenced the Underwear Bomber.
The who?
The Underwear Bomber.
I'm scared.
Why are you scared?
I don't remember an Underwear Bomber.
How did you miss that? There was an Underwear Bomber.
Have we referenced him?
On this show?
Yes.
Probably not. Does everything that you know about the universe relate to the show?
Here lately.
Really? Well,
okay. I've been working a lot lately.
Well, no, this was a while ago. Let's see. Let me get the exact date. I do not remember it off the top of my head. Here we are. Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab, popularly referred to as the Underwear Bomber. Here we are. Was charged with attempting to detonate plastic explosives hidden in his underwear while on board Northwest Airlines Flight 253, en route from Amsterdam to Detroit on December 25th, 2009.
Hmm.
But, yeah. I don't know why you'd want to know how many times we referenced him, but we did.
Okie dokie.
Yes. Oh, we referenced the Shoe Bomber, too, but that's that site. And there have been redesigns of all the Wenica sites. And I'll mention more about that in the future. We're also still looking for new sponsors. I'm still waiting for our old sponsor to pay us. I really should talk to them. I'm not going to mention.
I understand it takes a while.
Yeah, I'm not going to mention their name just because that would be giving them more sponsorship. But I am going to mention that we are a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's there. They had very nice CES coverage. Hope you checked it out. And check out some of their other interesting shows. And they are available on most mobile devices and on many televisions, including your Roku box, your Samsung television, your Google TV, etc. Check them out. We are also we're also, again, a proud member of the Weneca Media Group.
You're just trying to drag the show out now.
Excuse me, I want to get to the 1 hour mark. It's only 10:55. I can't end the show early. Anyway, I'm trying. But beyond that, just a few other house cleaning things. We will be back next week with another show at approximately the same time and the same station. And of course, you're welcome to join us. Our chat room is available on Freenode in the Android Buffet Room. You can also link to that directly from the website under androidbuffet.com/live. Oh, and the Door Door Geek wants to know if I watched Back to the Future 3 since last week. I did not, but I challenge you to ask me trivia questions about that movie, and I will certainly answer them most likely correctly. In fact, I will ask a trivia question to you, and let's see who comes back first. The ravine that is featured prominently in the movie, prior to it being named for various deceased and non-deceased people, what was its name?
Gullet's Galley.
Wrong. Anyway, no fair Googling. It must be from your own personal knowledge. And that brings us to the end of another program. And let's not get to what type of hand movements small children may have done in that movie, because I'm looking for the pure innocence of the movie, not for any less innocent gestures. Anyway, is there anything you'd like to add, Jerry, before we say goodnight?
I'm still trying to find a computer to use as a router.
I hope you do. I recommend a nice, simple Atom processor. Those are useful. Or maybe an ARM.
Well, you know, I'm cruising Craigslist and eBay just looking for a, you know, I'm thinking an old $100, $200 computer to...
Well, I have a computer here that I got for $100 on Newegg, which is an Atom processor. I put in some old memory and some old hard drives, and it used to act as my recording computer before I replaced it with my old server.
Yeah, but I think I need something that has room for PCI or PCI Express cards.
Okay. Well, you win some, you lose some. I could have made you a good deal. I wouldn't have even made you take off the Fedora sticker.
Would you have left Fedora on it? Or would you have installed Windows for me?
Installed what?
Yeah.
Windows has no place in this home. Anyway, I believe that brings us to the end of our program for this week. I hope you found it enjoyable. We'll be back next week with hopefully more Android news.
Yay! See you next week.
And remember, Jerry, I hope that next week that there will be less of you on the show.
Me too.
Okay. Good night.
Good night.